Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Before the Son of Man, watch ye therefore. The Bible said, pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Can I hear your amen? Tifi actually ni se kokobo. When you hear mo huye, but chana ni sambura na nkwe mo dajuna huni yema. Ana how anshe ubi akraso. Debi ba me tumu pufri mo se fidi. Wasi abeba wani ya ti asasi neni so. Iti monye na monsere debi ya. Muhi ya huwa dindi ya jani ya fri niye mebebe inemo. Makujina unipaba neni. Monye monsere debi ya. Monye ya huwa dindi ya jani ya fri niye ma. Ebebe inemo. Makujina unipaba neni. May God bless the reading of his word. Before you take your seats tonight, I would like us to, you know, do a quick revision of Sunday, possibly in the W3, so that I will be able to build up on what I will want to talk about tonight. Hebrews chapter 12, verses number 1 and 2. Hebrew fongma itira edumienu imwa idikainin yotosumienu. Hebrews the 12th chapter. The first and second verses. The Bible said, Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience a race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before us endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated in the presence of God. Let me do a reiteration while you are all seated. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. There is a race that has been set before us. There is a race. A race has been placed before everybody. This morning, before my waiting, I read news of the death of the former transport minister. Beautiful, sweet lady. Passed on at the age of 65. When you hear news like that, or when things like that comes to you, it needs to bring you to a reflective point or time. It calls for a deep reflection on your own life. The race that was set before that lady has ended. The interesting thing about the race of this life is that it does not really care whether you have finished or not, because everything is tied to time. It does not wait for you to say that I am done. Except the people that have run well the race of time, within time, to say, then you can say that maybe I can go home. But the examiner or the invigilator will say that you cannot go home even though you are done. You sit here until the time is up. So everybody sitting here and watching me right now, there is a race set before you. In the F5 service, I was talking to God's people about a few very relevant things that, you know, that occurs in the race. Let's say that we're traveling to Kumasi. We can use different routes to go. A couple of routes that we can go from here to Kumasi. We can go through Koforidua, through Eburi. We can go through straight, the route you normally know. Then we can also go through Cape Coast, through Nyamransa, you know, Foshu, through that route. You also go. You can also go through the Western region. From the Western region, there is a route. So, we are on different routes. The people living abroad, they are on a different route. The people that are here are on a different route. But we are set for the same destination. Tonight, I will not, you know, bother myself to talk too much about time. Let me rather talk to you about the race. Let me not waste, because as for time, let's say that, you know, if I want to compare this former minister that passed on this morning, if I want to compare her time to my father S.W. Osei's time, then I realize that even the time is not the same for everybody. Some have time, others don't. The boys that died at Saboba last week, 9 boys, young boys that perished in that boat accident, they are gone. God will not say, oh, it was the mistake of your headmaster. I do not want to interrupt my meeting tonight by going to talk about, you know, our systemic flaws and failures, the frivolous nature of this particular country, which has no systems. I don't want to interrupt my service, because I keep telling the people that any time we are, you know, there is an amazing thing that I see all over the time. You know, any time I am, you know, I travel out of the country, you know, and get off certain countries, certain airports, the moment you come off the airplane, you know somebody is in charge. You will know. I don't know about other places. The moment I step down in Kutuka, nobody is in charge. This is one of the truths that my president, His Excellency, must be told. It feels like nobody is in charge. Instead of the people trying to, you know, flatter their way through and all stuff like that, the Lord is with you. Who said so? He will protect you and keep you. Really? I should be telling our leaders, your punishment is on the way. Systemic flaws and failure. Abrochie, there are fairies. Lots of them. And loads of them. If you go to a place like Amsterdam, the whole city is water. Like in Zulezu. That's how Amsterdam is. Lots of water bodies. A lot of people go to their homes with boats. You can't drive to many places where many people live. They will come out of their houses and to a boat until they get to the land, and then they can continue. The question then becomes, you know, why is it that they don't get drowned? Their boats don't capsize. If you are going to live for 70 years in a house where you always go with a boat, and 70 years will be drowned, it tells you that your dream why you are a say. The reason is because, you know, people go on a boat that is overloaded. People go on a boat without life vest. Life vest. So then why should people be allowed to operate a boat service without even a license. If anybody has a license operating a boat service, why don't they have life vest? Just like Okada, there is a helmet for the other person, even though Okada Nokrano is not approved in our system. You don't want it, shut it down. You want it, bring it on. But you cannot just, you know, even say we don't want it. You don't want it for something that is feeding over 700,000 people and families. How can you shut that down? So we regulate it. I'm talking about the race. We regulate it. We bring structures and laws to it. And make sure it works. There are people who are regulating stuff. The race is set before. People, listen, this is a serious assembly. This is a very serious thing. Every day, it should be concerning to you. These lovely people who are writing the BEC exam, by Friday, they have crossed another phase of the race. And so let's say that everybody is traveling through Kumasi to Kumasi. We are going through the main road. Everybody will definitely go through Chichiwire. Everybody will definitely go through Chidi. Definitely go through, you know, all the places. Say amen. Are we fine? Any problem? Focus on what I'm talking about. So, by the time somebody gets to Paradise or Lindador, which is a rest stop, and they stop at the rest stop, when I get to the rest stop, you will also definitely get to the rest stop. Let's say I travel today, you travel tomorrow, the next person travels the next day. We will all get to the rest stop on different occasions. Mami weya, with this 60 plus, ebi timi ya tu obiya, afe na obe warefo, the reserve fa kwa webe fa no wewe san o dada. Am I talking to you about the race? Yeah. We san o dada. It will be to me a canny, maybe a chirawa, a yet Christo Murfutu. Quaya will be to me a share amawadi aye. Quaya be to me a tete woman, will be to me a kemi biacher. My funny son, maybe da quaini mo baby. Will be to me a catcher, say, would you a yiva quamana danua? Ya he didn't want to. She can tell you that. But this generation have become such that. A brand new awoke out and say, yeah, I hear you also, chere. You know, I bet you. And you know, I bet you. What called the German amusement comedy? What the corner? None a carnet die. Then you tell him up, I mean, you know, That is the kind of generation I'm leading. So I'm looking at this particular scripture. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. I may not focus too much on the cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. How can somebody run and it is with patience? You are running and it's with patience. You are running, but it's with patience. You are in motion, but it's with patience. Let me talk to you about that patience. Patience is the long suffering, the perseverance, the endurance that comes with, you know, everybody who has, you know, ever partook in a marathon race will be able to understand what I'm about to say. when you run in a marathon race, it's different from running 100 meters or 200 meters. 200 meters, marathon, you free 37 to Danzuma. So many people who do not understand the techniques of running long distances, when they rush from the beginning, they faint. I remember my father's letter, in all things do not rush. Don't rush, because the race, you know, you need a lot of endurance, a lot of long suffering, patience. You need perseverance to be able to run your race. But in your life, you don't know when your time is. It will be a disadvantage to be wasting time on the non-essentials, like worrying. Too many people worry for nothing. And don't think of that, like fear. The fear in this race, sometimes is even the fear. Many people are afraid of the unknown. They are afraid. But she and grow for my God, I'm saying, I'm sure she I'm saying, or sassy BBC. I'm saying, the fear of the unknown. It be an army worry, an man, a DNC. Christianina Kazaza. Ebi amnam wari anami kunewu. Saying. So, I am bringing the race to the perspective of the believer. Me pesa wuti ensem kakra. Of the believer. Run the race with patience, which have been set before you. Eti ai obre ko. Eti ababa beji Kristo mu akwanchire. On Sunday, I was telling the church that when you asem, eye niema miensa, eye nyansa chire, number one, eye kasa chire, number two, eye akwan chire, number three. I will say that again for the last time. When you asem, eye nyansa chire, number one, eye nyansa chire, is wisdom. The word of God is wisdom. Number two, when you asem, eye kasa chire, the word of God is counsel. Counsel. Number three, the word of the Lord is directional, is directive. It directs, it navigates. The word is a navigator. Navigator, which is connected to the GPS, will tell you turn left to the right, go straight at the roundabout, use that or take the first exit. Navigator, no, is the word of God. Places I traveled to Dubai 2 years ago with Dede, and my first day, because I have the navigator. I'm telling the driver, take left, right. First time, minko kuru ne soda. Dede na ako kuru ne soda. Nusi menchen. Na mimi kuta navigator. And I'm telling the driver, turn left, go further on the second exit, bear right. I am telling the driver, will be our tick room home, and I'm chilling the coin because I have the navigator. So I know when you're here, 70. There's 70 kita on Emma or Quanchere. When that word is in you, it tells you to avoid time wasters and vision killers. Yeah, the word will tell you. Was this and vision killer. The word will tell you, don't travel this race with a crowd. You don't need a crowd. Everybody is your friend. You are a member of every association. You are a member on the platform. Platform. Praise the Lord. Yet, on your level, whatever, no. On your level, I'm okay with you. The moment you hit $1 million, they will be enemies. Straight. Because a baby for no one can idea, men will not say, "Yeah, woo, yeah, no, na dream monetary etiko." Uba wansembo wa mo makachelo. Yeah, woo, wo no, na dream pone etare etiko. We are the DI of Jay Adrian Bonnet. A whole Adrian Bonnet had a tickle. Pa! Just a wound in Adrian Bonnet and a surgeon. A tenacity in the summer was a DNT will be to me quote two scriptures, and their heart is full of hate. My dream world, the person is quoting scriptures, but their heart is full of hate. What you or time on pesa what you would do or pesa when ya nanka what the form, but oh, quote two scriptures. A dream bonin wa tari ni peti konwa. O nyine ana dream bonin ni su nyine no. Dume edi no. Juma edi no. Hallelujah. So I stand here talking to you about your race. Because you will be an ebedi 17, you will be an ebedi 8. Iti one person we ye will be as ah me hunu yanka mi ye we me hunu yanka sabi ye me ye yanka manye biu me hunu yanka sabi ye we yanka man repeat it. Let me make a statement and then I will start quoting the scriptures for tonight. Everything that happens to a human being in this race happens by exposure. Favor happens by exposure. Say Esther wa me pie ohine neni mua. Until the moment she was exposed to the king favored her. Yeah. Utie, your marriage can happen by exposure. You may meet your husband in church, but if you stay home, you've missed it. That means that the miracle can happen by exposure. Sin, bone, can also happen by exposure. Oh, you may understand it. Don't worry. Yeah. If President Clinton had not met Monica Lewinsky, that scandal would never have happened. T. Americano. Yeah. In case he Samson, if he had not met Delilah, there was no way his locks will be ripped off. Therefore, by exposure. See, the Bible said in Psalm 1 verse 1, very interesting Psalm. I have read the Psalm over whatever. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. In other words, hold it, don't move further. In other words, if a man walketh in the counsel of the ungodly, I don't care how godly he is. By the time the day goes to an end, that man will become ungodly by exposure. Men found the power here. Say me wahey, me jiji a shawo fuoso. Na me mawo mo audience. Na me say a shawo fuo no a free necro woman ebe me secretaries saying woman ebe me secretaries. Wobatino. Namatia shawo for company. And yet to grant me to make Timu company. Better let me recruit you. Because evil communication corrupt good manners. and come upon me and say what brother papa. Yeah, by exposure, indeed, and I am for a woman sereno. You need to be careful. Oh God. Say, me who say, a dear Satan, a dear Juma, according to the word of the Lord, THJD, according to the word of the Lord, you know, a ye failed ye. Kwasi asre sre. A dear dear, and fata Christoni. But Satan bayan in a way, say, a dear no, ye di unfewa, yes, sre wohono, iti yanyam yasem. Yes, something about God, something about the things of God. This is what the Bible was talking about. I think it's Jude. Jude chapter, well, Jude is only one chapter. Jude 1, verse 24. Let's read from verse 18, and then we build it up to 24. Verse number 18. Can you even go back to the psalm? Let me just point something out. And when we go and come, we will deal with it. He does not sit in the seat of the scornful. Turn this into a different version. Let's see what word will come out. You know, who don't go to smart mouth college? I don't know about that. In another version. In this version, the Bible said, you know, do not follow the example of sinners, nor join those who have to use, have no use for God. In the next version, the Bible said, or stand around sinners, or join with mockers. Mockers. Yeah, yeah, my friend, you call Sunday school, we were warned, say, and Siri will be here. And they were teaching us in the premise of Lashimo. Lashimo, there are certain lashimoni esani oshio. Lashimo koye yeni esani oshio. But now there are no boundaries. So vukura ngwa siyadio kubia nu ojuku. Do you want me to be the answer? Let's go to Jude chapter number 1 and verse number 18. The Bible said how that they should hold, they told you there should be mockers in the last days. Mockers are going to be in the last days. The Bible said who should walk after their own ungodly lust. In other words, the mockery is going to be about lust. That is where the mockery will be. All centered around lust. You timibe fasam from the pulpit. And then it turns out the only purpose and objective is to laugh. Asa. Adiyan kebe timi asa chile nipano. They reduce it to nsengwa. Finish. Just nsengwa. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3. Same thing. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. Walking after their, does it sound to you like exactly what we just read? After their own lust. This one is Jude. After their own lust. This is Peter. Walking after their own lust. Same thing. How can two authors write the same thing? How can two authors, writers, write the same thing? Because all scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God is telling you what will come in the last days. In the last area, Breno, you know, Fakochimo, this one in G, and then the other one also in G. You know, na mungu we can say, and ne dear children, fair dear, fair defwa, we do ankasa, wa konoechi. The Bible said, whatever be defel, Take it into Jude 1:18. And this one says, you know, Ebra e dia chire imu no fedifuo ebeba obeba. You are going to see, you know, abe di one kasa won, you know, emumoyo akonechi. This time he adds emumoyo to it, emumoyo akono fedifuo beba. This last days, many of you here are even caught up. In a dear way, you are caught up, but you don't know. Kwasiye videos in a good phone. Because any pay. That you came to church but went to hell. I will not be shocked. If you dear, you came to church but you went to hell. Minim bregu ebe chains are good. A failure, mockery, scoffing. You call it comedy. The Bible calls it mockery. You are struggling to read even one chapter of the Bible a day. You can make all the time watching these videos. You've backslided. What she has said? I'm telling you. Oh, sorry, I went to be mumpire 30 minutes. You can stay on your phone until the battery runs down. Something is wrong with your Christianity and your faith. Oh, Papa, some. I can't, you know. Hey, you, sir, we are Christian. What has that said? We are Christian. What will behave? We are what has said here. We are Christian, but Christian anymore. Christian anymore. I'm telling you. Christian. And you know, the best thing any Christian can do is to tell truth to yourself. Said the enemy bomb pie can in a yen ye. Said the enemy nya a bre, a dog. Mawin yankupon, a yen ye. We should be able to be honest with ourselves. That I have become canal. Tiasia, jitum nesori free ahuyasi yenim. Yeah. Canal! I'm going to repeat something I told you last Tuesday. Nyamesampa ayira. We are preaching, but it's not the word of God. The content, the emphasis, the message is not the word of God. Now we have gone into motivational speaking. Yeah. Motivational speaking. Motivate them. When you are them, it does not motivate. The word of God, if it does something, it inspires. Check the two words. It's not the same. Motivation and inspiration. It's not the same. Check it. Now, when it's inspiring, it instructs. Number one. Number two, it gives life. Number three, it rebukes. This is what the human heart does not like. The moment you put the heart right, it doesn't want it. You know, heart is such that when you are putting the heart right way, that is the heart. It is Bible says, "Command who he is nada." Now we are to me for. We are wine. We are to me for. Now what to move for? We are to me for. That is the heart. By the time you know, you are in hell. I am reminding you that hell is real. Be careful you don't go there. I'm talking to you. Yeah. Me say, any enka jaya, sorry. Club no kubi. Parties no kubi. Brafumbi ya waho bubi. Now call her one who will say, me ne ye so aketia. Ena me nye. Dancer, why you wearing no money?
Na no me no ye nkunta bi na me se wadwe ankonkunta no. Wadwe ankonkunta no. Bi calculator ye be san ye nkunta bi. Bi calculator. E ye nkunta kakra. Where be your calculator? The Christians! Me who say, your fire. Fire. When my brother in Christ, my sister in Christ, me why say me will domestic help, which is a major profession in the United Kingdom. I had a member in this church whose profession is a domestic worker. She manages a home, build a mansion, she will manage it for you. She traveled first to Nigeria, then she got married, and then traveled with her husband to United Kingdom. As I'm speaking, they are watching me now. They live in England. Nidia said, we is Kenya, build a mansion. Put her there. She will manage it. Cleaners are cleaning, cookers are cooking. That's her job. And it's a profession. Domestic worker, or no, your domestic work manager, or manager BBM, or no, entry animal, or bejuska, or prapra, or bejuska. Neguma, or co school, co sian, Uberbana toilet, your spot clean. She is charging you for that. In pin time, tete, or jiska, or two form, or jiska. A dear man will know where Christopher and Swan said, or never be my back or tonight you win free. At the end of the day, young Marino. Now, what in the mob brass have a son? And no, you're number one. It is in Kunta and Eddie Kaino, a domestic work. Sister, you are making us a day, Aburuchiri Triaka by hour. You are paid by your hour. Whatever that noise is, shut it down. You are paid. Whatever that noise, whatever is speaking, shut it off. By an hour. You are paid by an hour. This young lady, American, she works in, you know, nice Bridge of Sport Street area, zone one, prestigious area. 1 hour beer, or J, £120 an hour. I'm not talking about bojua people, I'm talking about serious people. Oni ni pe ye adwuma obekono na efie ho ye clean what did you make him say obi te say you know Pastor Godfrey fara say owo ba bi te say America adwuma wo ye e domestic work iti enka abrochiri America ba bi na wo ye wi anka by hour ye betua no ke bi awanye kura no me fara say bi a $10, 60 cents, or $20, 50 cents, or $30. What is the average wage for the day? $40, $14, 60 cents, something minimum, at least. So, what, like, highest paid? $25. You get extra time, but of course, the extra time, the extra taxes. So, you know, this person, £120 by 8 hours. Boo. By 8 hours, £160, £960 by 6 days. 5,000 by 4 weeks. 3,000
by 12 months. Honorable, you say, Christ of money now. 200 and say, in a year, will be prapra, will you drink kukum or any palm, will you say, you man, so. See, cow, what do you need? What do you see near my cow? Anka mayira, anka mayira, enye yeswada wuma, anka mayira, anka mayiro, anka mayira. Oye beba na wo hata. We see dross. Abraham ware wo. We wia tamba abrabet na hanka defie. Mesenka defie. Mwabe hata. Ye free. Sana moti ye. Wewe haba haba kase wenyamiti mwade. Interesting. Fankunta weto. Asha wafuwe wo is legal. They take $100 per a service. One night they do 4 services. Minimum. Let's use the minimum enkunta. $100 is, let's make it flat. 600 cedis. 600 by 6. 6, 6. 36. 36 times 4. Bumame. Yeah? 14,400. No, in cedis. 14,400 times 7. Was it A? Money now. Was it A? Are you saying 100 and saying times 12? No, times 4. Times 4. 4 weeks in a month. Yeah? Times 4. Are you saying 403,000 times 12. No, let me tell you, most of those girls you see in Range Rovers and all that, most of them, that is what they do. They are not joking. What are you saying? Mungunta nyawo. 4 million divided by 6. We're bringing it into dollars. Almost $1 million. Almost $1 million. Mumu ye juma kronwa na mode Bible lebutu buti. Alamala, 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 alamala. Muku, mugwe nalu. Alama aya. Ubiji 1 million. You are receiving nothing. Ye book asi asemedi antu enya mabibu udia. Mwa mububo umudia na naya kesi enina mwe. Udi antu enya mabibu udia. Ye kwa yu antu enya magudu besi na wote isi yate. Wote isi yate antu enya magudu na boys ni kwa yu yae. Oma tonwe yu da antu enya menti miyanko jiniko. Wajari ankasa. Wobe Yeshia, Yeshe. Wobe Yuna, Yenunu. I'm telling you. Let's read Revelation chapter 2. You see, I'm going to be a sample. Revelation chapter 2. Let's start from verse number 1. The Bible says, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlestick. In the next verse, the Bible said, I know thy works, and thy labor, and your patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them, which say they are apostles, and are not, have found them to be lies. In the next verse, the Bible said, and thou hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake thou hast labored, and you have not fainted. Nevertheless,
The next verse says, I have somewhat against thee, again, because thou hast left your first love. I was telling you that I don't know any how to turn on this house. I'm telling you. Mittenas, you should know, my brother. You should know that Mimoyaha, something is wrong. And we can no amede shasi ano enye niye mimpa ibo mijidiye mahufama metunwache mimahau I give my titan the life of purity, holiness, righteousness, pristinity, chastity is not there. I should know that I have fallen from my first love. I don't have for Montebrofana. Yeah. Go to the next verse. Let us work. Remember, therefore, whence thou art fallen, and repent. Repent. Repent is not for unbelievers only. Repent. Repent. Change your mind. Change your ways. Amend your ways. Repent. Repent. Everybody must repent. Preachers, deacons, elders, bishops, archbishops, Yansheya, as of where I call hell doors. Oh, I am talking to you. Hell, I'm telling you. Baya. Go to turn it into GNT so that I could read it in a softer thing. Think how far you have fallen and turn from your sins and do what you did at first. If you don't turn from your sins, I will tell you, we are reading New Testament too. The people who think that Umunya Kufio drone and you will preachy preaching it, Old Testament. Jesus is writing to his church. This is what he wrote. And if we can be very clear, these are the last words of the Bible. And the last words of every man are the most important. These are the most important words of Christ. Yeah. If you do not turn from your sins, I will come and take your lampstand from its place. Next verse. The Bible said, focus please and let us work. But this is what you have in your favor. You hate the Nicolaitans. You hate what the Nicolaitans do as I do. And the next verse says, if you have ears, then listen. If you have ears, then listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To those who win the victory, I will give the right to eat the fruit of life, the fruit of the tree of life that grows in the garden of God. The next verse. Very interesting. To the angel of the church of Smyrna, this is the message from the one who is the first and the last, who died and lived again. The next verse says, I know your troubles. I know that you are poor, but really you are rich. I know the evil things said against you by those who claim to be Jews, but are not. They are a group that belongs to Satan. In verse, naturally, I say, yeah, group will be belong to Satan. Hey, I know what you group will be belongs to Satan. Ubiti meko, wako GBB, or somebody, yeah, sorry, I say, about 20 years. Ubeji dinya, dombe dinechi, and all that. 20 years! Or reform say Tim and one no. A sorry ni big goo a besh a dear bea or dear man or no a beer. The question then becomes a dear first one was a juma way. Oh, there be me person me a dra. Men sign me kick him. Me damn it dem. Mono a ye. A mammy and no pam sorry my bet to me want to swim in pool. Me jemo me wie na beda flash screen and me wie yi wie na fi ma be two me Lamborghini What is this? No. Minima Juma Pia Yadin is as over the yesterday only had a messed up day. Woke up with a very rubbish news, you know, and I have to be calling. Finally, we landed in a police station. Police were sorting out. Oh, then my phone starts ringing. So, you know, one of our members in hospital, let's say, of course, head scan, or okay, whatever, you know, and all that. Late in the night, whilst I was about to sleep around 12 something, you know, I pick up the phone, you know, reporting about, I say, report about, where is the doctor? Oh, my, I'm saying, oh, sorry, friend, pan, so first see from Correno, not from man, and I'm saying, I'm not your back, and I'm on can walk away, you know, 12:30 something, not what, or so I better hear BBI, okay, a train consultant, and opa, and all that. So, flow! Who are the wood tomb, chromo? You know, and all that. And my tomato, my bag, be ready for radio. BMN in honor says 5. 3 alarms! Alarms in our boy. My 4th alarm. Hey, didn't swan, sorry. BMN in honor says 5. Radio numbers. Na me dia draw be yewe. Say. Me dia draw dia me to yacht me nsa. Boat no me to be ba na akoso moshe be. Like Ghana akra me ntra ha me ko me tu akotna Monaco. Be ba na you know billionaires no. You know ye ka billionaires ah. Me me ye quadrillionaire me ye wo be bi as small boys wa na me yacht wa. Rolls Royce made a lineup. Okay, Mrs. Satan, now we must have a quoi with you. Ned Runo, I bet you know. Wabo for Tuono. For Tuono, you feel him with the Wabono. Magic Falcon. Me too quiet, I'm a Miami plane. Falcon. Imagine where's he? Na a fee. Maybe J dollars, no? You see warehouse from here to Aflao. Messi said, I'll be on Swaboka. And son of Kofiud Robert Tohel, no? Ne, idea of Junim nurse. Next time. Oh, yeah, but you know, I'll call J Drusel, the Yenya, me, a Juma. Saying, and I was wondering, what are you? Do you not sorry? No, or so be seen as sorry. It is what we are paying. What how on the same? They are sorry, and it is not. Or so be seen as sorry. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a race we are running. It is honorable no who are no pay no. The race are ended. By now, what we call eternity experience, why experience? Dear, when you are person, will catch them no? I catch them anyway. Let's read chapter 3, Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. Put it in King James. Revelation 3 verse 1. The Bible said unto the angel of the church of Sardis, write these things, saith, he that have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, and thou hast a name that thou livest, but thou art dead. Take it into a different version. In this version, the same verse, the Bible said, you know, I know what you are doing. I know that you have a reputation of being alive, even though
you are dead. Dead Christians, dead churches, and dead works. Another version. This version says, very clear, he says, and that you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. That's something else. This one says, you have a reputation for vigor and zest, but you are dead, stone dead. Stone dead! Last version. This one, the Bible says, you have a name, reputation, that you are alive, but in reality, you are dead. Put it in G. In this version, ladies and gentlemen, it goes and say, minim wunyuma se wodini te sadia wati asie nansuwe wu. Enipen na jiwutum sa wuye sofo wuye wuye kriso ne wuye jiwutum. But actually, wunya minim. Actually. Go back to King James Version, verse number 2. In this verse, the Bible said, be watchful. GMT in this. Let's see what this one says. Wake up! Strengthen what is still, you know, you still have before it dies completely. For I find what you have done is not yet perfect in the sight of God. Go to King James Version back. Let's read as we done. I have not found thy works perfect before God. Unyuma enimo unyami enimo. 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 Man of God, I want to say, Taipuchima yose kumazi wano. Yonhuye oho. Yonhuye oho. People like you, umfidiye dos. Young girls, said there is a man of God in town. Akotunyum bongzenku, sign your medical office account. Umfidiye dos. It is here. Uko prisi. Kodiyo umfidiye nechi. Do uko kabe ifu ibi se kim. Unsem sradiye nare. See, so prophecy is not only Obeko America. This is a prophetic word. Hallelujah. We are done. Let's read to the end, to the Church of Sardis, and then we are done. Verse number 3. The Bible said, remember therefore how thou hast what you have received and heard. And hold fast and repent. He is not only saying repent. He is telling us, "Diye wasiya nindiye watiye no." Somu ye. Hakuchu imoni entiye nyamiyasa. Iti kaise diye wenya nindiye watiye ne diso nesachira wajuna. Diso nesachira wajuna. Diso nesachira wajuna. That's why I me basse uwi fuo. Na wun wunu donkro. Ah, me ba oso. Next verse. Mi wuni paka krebi ya wun wuntadi ya wun fin wosadi. I want you to look at this. This kakrebi. Mi huna iye mi hu. Tambourine master anti drew baby. Tambourine born na for mu. Ube drew fee no na wun yasi e din kuto kwe kwe mu. Hey. Na wun yagi e timu kwa nye ura. Wa bregu. Kakrebi. Ena wun wu won tadi ye hunfi kakre. Said, me the chair say me jina safuye, and I'm the susu asafuye, me the kari asafuye. So the question then becomes, I just quoted Ephesians 5, 15, 16, and 17. Shewa kwenye. Shewa daji. Ebre nwa uomu ni ebre bone. First John 1, 11. Shepapa siya. Enya bone. Iwiasimu ni ema doso. Shepapa ni siya. Enya bone. Her papa is here. And your bonnet.
Would you not have more than me will be a dear?
I don't know how many times I should let you know this. Bon more than it, not dear war, no penisho. Penisho.
And Ramene may share, you know, businessman, dear, you know, West Central Region, Hobe, been with free. He was the poorest of the poor. You didn't want to cry,
Start to sit down. By the grace of God, the Lord blessed him. Open up, Machine projects are all here right now. And I'm going to let us even announce it on Sunday. Omo yasa si promotion bi, you know, which I want you. Obi awa hauni yasa si kojibi. Yeah. 15,000 applaud. 150 million. Kojibi. You will not build and live there now. No problem. It's an investment. Une sinete fu ni asemu atie di Amerika no. Utie, une sinete fu ni asemu. Ah, wunti min sorin kwa sinete sa kwa pension. Ah, ani atie di Amerika no. So Sunday, yadibe heyi, ni next Saturday, na ye de ba sa be si ha obi a o pa sa ze ni bi no ongo hwe ba bi asase no wo na start to etua na je wasase na koye bi bi si yo. I'm done. Everybody me se pene dia was hwe de nyame aye wo wura no e ga kra kra wana ka cho ye tine ma na etu. There may be a washer that's on water, dear mammy. Why not catch us on no crano or ten and one to Sanya na yasia enka sikakura wanted to know whom will be our brepano Sanya na yasene hanwa and go to this kind of whom na yasia hanin tea. What tea I want you know. A chile where Huno said we didn't know. Say a good amen. May the Lord help you and bless you and protect you and guide you and empower you. May the Lord strengthen you in all weaknesses and make you stand strong. May the Holy Spirit empower you. May the Lord grant you the discipline to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Not only physically, but morally, spiritually, psychologically. May God grant you the grace to keep your family in high regard. And may the Lord order your steps and make you make the right decisions and the correct choices in the mighty name of Jesus. May you never miss the mark. May you never go ahead of the Holy Ghost. May you be guided by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. May you be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. May the grace of God and the peace of God keep you from now and even keep your mind and your heart. May the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit guide your efforts and bless your efforts. And whatever you do, may it prosper in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet, clap your hands. Hallelujah. Lift your two hands and begin to pray in the spirit. Lagadodo da bahasha da kevira hadakados, mlekandas kevrendo spalaya ati, lelidia antada da da bahadea antodo bahusha, zanda da 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 bahado te, rabada bada bahantada da 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 baha, zila la 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 ya, kashada bahadea asgila antelele, rabada ba antelele, zibada da da baha. Somebody charge your spirit. Charge your spirit. Kabadea antile lelele. Zia badada bohoja. Tandere. Paria asgila badabohoj. Tadea antala baadea azilala. Shade badada. I want you to commit all your efforts into the hands of the Lord from now until 31st of December. May the Lord bless your plans, bless your ways, bless your ability, bless your dexterity. Every plan you have, may God make it flourishing and prosperous. Come on, raise your voice. Tande parade, tadia anto. Shada bahariya anta kiyada bahantere. Siyada badada de shantelele. Zaria antalaba. Hey! Hallelujah. Lastly, every demonic agenda against your life, let God arise, let his enemies scatter. Raise your voice in prayer right now. Tita! Kibano Boja! Panda! Crown somebody! Diana Sata Panda Riado Zilidi Padia Tia ZZZ Padalada. Let God arise, let his enemies scatter. Let God arise. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, come on. Who to me is what all your soul, my woman. Hold it 1 minute. Oh, yeah, me boy for
Wutumiso.
Hold it, my God. Sing with your voices.
Onyame Bwafo. Enye wuna to me so adoyasu
Rosha Babru Nyankoponsa, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. You don't know Christ as Savior. If he descends tonight, if the rapture takes place tonight, if you die tonight, your sins are still outstanding and you want eternal life in your spirit, put your right hand on your chest and say, "Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Come into my heart. Make me born again and a new creation. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I commit every life into your hands. I'm asking your hand of blessing to continue to favor and reach and bless your people. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.